We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Marty Griffin, Bob Tutti of Tutti Mechanical sent out this letter to his employees. I just, you know what everybody went through and is still going through business-wise regarding the pandemic. Good evening. The last few months have been an extraordinary time unlike anything we've experienced. I'm proud of and thankful for the dedication and commitment from every member of this team. Sent it to all of his employees. How cool is this? The uncertainty forced us to make difficult but necessary concessions to protect all of our families. We reconstructed our business model to identify break-even targets during this period. I am pleased to announce that we've achieved the April, May, and June targets. We are currently booking work for July. As a result of your efforts and these encouraging results, I'm excited to announce that we've reversed these concessions. See, this is leadership, man. This is what it's about. Annual reviews have been reinstated, including retroactive pay increases. Man. Restrictions on scheduled overtime were removed effective June 1. Your 401k match was reinstated May 8th, retroactive to the payroll period starting April 18th. You didn't have to do any of this stuff. None of it. In appreciation of your dedication in 2019 and throughout this period, a lump sum contribution was deposited into your 401 account on June 5th. Contribution details have been mailed to your home. We still have a lot of work to do, but our jobs, our families, and our future remain secure. Thank you for your continued support. We remain in this together. Now that, my friends, is gold. Love this man. No one does that. So I love him. Bob joins me. Man, if I was around you right now, man, I might give you a big hug there, Bob.
Oh, no. No. Don't be doing that, Marty. I had too many hugs from you in high school, and you got a bad rap over that.
Yeah, yeah. You know you and I can get a bit amorous together.
I know.
Hey, Bob. No, honestly, man, with all due respect to the note, it's a beautiful thing that you didn't have to do any of that. And I'm using this because I think it's so important because so many businesses are struggling. You didn't have to do any of what you did. Why do you do this sort of thing for your employees, sir?
Well, you don't have to do it. It just is good business. I mean, from a standpoint, when you look at what drives the engine of that business, it's people. So from a standpoint, we were able, as long, you know, our targets were, and we set it on the front side.
Yeah.
If we break even through this and keep our team together, we win.
Yeah.
If we break even, keep our team together, we win. It's almost like shutting a hockey team down midseason, telling them not to skate for 3 months, and then trying to go play in a playoff game against competitors that have been playing. So you got to put the team back together. All of that is extremely expensive.
Yeah.
When you go back in, you keep everybody in the habit of good habits, the habit of getting up, working every day, the habit of doing what they're doing. I think that makes a big difference, number one. Number two, the guys, there was uncertainty in there. You could see it
yep.
in their eyes.
Yep.
What are we going to do? What's going to happen to my family? Am I going to be okay? My wife got laid off.
Man.
Am I going to get laid off? What's going to happen to cash flow? And everything is about the cash flow.
Hey,
and then,
Bob, you had an aversion, you did big time, to furloughing anyone or laying anyone off. Did you lay anyone off?
We did not.
Wow.
We did not.
Wow.
We made everybody a salary employee, and then we just moved our break even, our gross profit numbers up, and then everybody became salary, and then we just put a gross profit target above. We published it on a website that everybody could see.
Man.
And then, if you're in the red, you'd be nervous. If you're in the yellow, we're okay. If we're in the green, jump up and down. But if you're in the red, don't be nervous. Figure out how to get in the yellow.
Bob Tutti with Tutti Mechanical. Where does this come from, Bob, this innate ability you seem to have to lead and to push family and work ethic? Honestly, where did you learn this, man?
I don't know that I could learn that, Marty. I don't know that I'm anything special.
Huh.
I think that it's just something that maybe, you know, you come with. But I'm not top patting myself on the back.
Oh, I am. I love you. I think it's amazing,
on
man.
The back one bit.
Yeah, but you affirm in your belief that, see, this is why I love your theory. Your belief was, if I send them home, I might lose them. Because other contractors, HVAC folks, did lay people off. You stood firm in your belief that if I let them go, it screws everything up, as you said, right?
Well, I mean, the culture was founded on that to begin with. When you know, we still pay 100% health care, not because we have to.
Nice.
Because nice. That's something that we do. That's the culture.
Man. Hey, Bob, in terms of the pandemic, a lot of folks, because you have to change your model, a lot of folks were afraid to have people in their houses. How did you adapt to that, man?
A portion of our business is residential, as
right.
you know, and a large portion is commercial. Excuse me, Marty.
Sorry,
but
man.
One of the hardest challenges logistically was finding out how to get in, who would let you in,
yeah.
and who wouldn't let you in. Now, a lot of our customers said, no, this is not a good time to come in. And if you had a bad furnace or in many of our places on the customer side, they were making masks.
Oh.
So we were essential because we were on the front lines of that. In the hospital segment, we were putting in pressurization rooms. We were essential for doing that. Those places you could get in easier. Now, if it was non-essential and they shut you down, we couldn't get in there. So I will be honest with you. We had a lot of projects around our shop. We had a lot of training centers being built. We had a lot of little friends and favors going out to people that otherwise wouldn't, because we had excess capacity in the labor. And a lot of times people just they had to stay at home, actually, because their wife was called in essential on the front line. And then that person had to stay home and learn how to program controllers, or had to stay home and figure out how to learn something toward their craft. And we allowed that to happen.
Man, Bob Tootie with Tootie Mechanical. A cop that I love, who's really well known, just sent me a text. He should run for mayor of Pittsburgh. He gets it. Wow. He doesn't know you that well, Bob.
I know that.
We don't want you as mayor, man. I like you just where you're at, brother.
That's exactly right.
Hey,
it's
interesting your thought process here. You believe in keeping the family together because once the family splits up, it's never the same, right?
That's right. So, you know, and a lot of what you do is, you know, all of our managers or all of our people that control. If somebody has a soccer game, somebody has something, that's a memory that you cannot recreate. You have to go there. We'll figure out how to do that later. So if you don't come in, I don't care who it is, the guys in the office, their salary, or the guys in the field that are hourly, if they have to do something, we'll work around it. You go make sure you're taking time with your family and getting those memories, because I believe you have a healthier employee mentally, and that transcends back into value, back into a customer.
Bob, can you hang for a few minutes?
Okay.
All right, man. I got Bob Tootie from Tootie Mechanical on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. I wanted him this morning because I got that note, that letter he sent to his employees. I have, look, I love my life. I love my business. I'm blessed to be sitting in this chair. And I've been at this 30 years. I've never, ever, ever worked for a company that he's talking about, that he has. Look, man, we're pushing a stock price. We're laying you off. We're cutting your pay. That's just the game. Not a Tootie Mechanical. And I think, man, if we could live by that model, I just think we'd have better employees for the long run. Hang in there for Bob Tootie. Marty Griffin, I go back 40 years with Bob Tootie to the night he took my sister to the prom. This is the truth. I've told this story many times, but it has relevance today. He took my sister to the prom. He took his jacket off. He got under the sink in our kitchen and fixed a leak. It's a fact, Jack. In the note that Bob sent to his employees at Tootie Mechanical, he says, your 401k match was reinstated on May 8th, retroactive to the payroll period starting April 18th. That's amazing. That's amazing. Man, a lump sum was deposited into your 401k account on June 5th. Bob, you did not have to do that. You went back to May 8th. What provokes you to do these sorts of things for employees, sir?
Well, again, Marty, our goal, and we said it on the front side, if everybody banded together and we get through this period, then we are strong.
Man.
We are good. It's a win. So as long as we get through it, and we're going to hold back on some of the profit share match, and we're going to hold back on the 401k in case we need that powder down the road.
Nice.
Now, once we got ourselves through that, nice, and we were at least break even, we would put that back in for them, because these guys, I mean, they're living, many of us, as you know, are living hand to mouth,
yes,
or day to day. The last thing we need is a stressor in our lives in the form of cash flow. You know, the 401k and the profit share, those are non-cash items.
Right.
We can do without that in the current period, but we have to be able to put the turkeys on the table today. We got to be able to buy the Pampers, and we got to do the things that keep our lives somewhat normal.
How many grandkids do you have, Bob?
14, nice. And my kids are buying the Pampers now and not me, thank God.
Hey, so you're out in the field commercially as well in a big way. Kind of give us your thermometer, man, on the economy based on what you're seeing business-wise. Are we coming back or not?
Well, and different segments have different recovery rates,
right,
as far as I can see.
Right.
So right now, I mean, believe it or not, the hospital segment is really on the slower side.
Yep.
In the beginning, we were beefing up to get their infrastructure built up, and we had people working there. That seems to be settled down, but coming back now, elective surgeries are in. So ORs and stuff like that, the rooms that we take care of for them, that big piece of the business is going well. The restaurant segment, as you well know, that side is not doing well. Office space is getting pretty skittish right now. However, there's deferred maintenance on stuff that wasn't being done because they still had to have motors and things running when they weren't there. So that's recovering. The thing that's really encouraging for me is when we go to try to buy equipment for projects, now everybody's ready to get it done, and they want to get it done now. So when you go to buy, you can't get equipment for, typically it's say 10 to 12 weeks. Now it's 16 to 18 weeks.
Whoa.
If you want to, our example would be if you order a car, you used to be able to get a car in a couple of days or get one off the shelf. Right now, all the shelves, like in the supermarket, all the equipment that we would be buying is off the shelf, and production is ramping up like crazy. So that's pretty encouraging to me, Marty.
Hey, and are you still looking? Are you hiring in the middle of this? Are you hiring people?
Right. Absolutely. Right now we're hiring people. We have many open spots, and right now we're moving. And even if I can't keep them busy, I know it's going to come back.
Okay.
So we're busy. We're busy now, but we believe it's going to even get busier. So are we hiring? Absolutely. We're hiring right now.
That's amazing. Bob Tutti. All right, my man. I appreciate your time. You're a great example. I've got a lot of business owners texting me saying, they've laid people off for the first time ever. I am blown away that you didn't. Thanks, my man.
And Marty, please, I don't want to leave this thing. If you have to be, and I said this before, if anybody laid anybody off and you had to do it for whatever reason, you had to have a house for people to come back to. So you had to create that. And if you had to do it, I'm not saying that I did anything special by any regard, or anybody that did that had to was wrong. Please, I don't want to have that message go out that way.
No, I begged you to do this because I think it's important that folks share stories like this. Thanks, my man.
All right, brother. I'll see you.
They're good. I mean, he gets it. I don't know if I've ever met anyone like him. Oh, no. Mark Sorreo, who I just had on. Very similar mindset. Very similar. Man. Tutti Mechanical.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.